When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 26th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 81 in the house, and here we are. I'm here on my own here. I was not able to test my audio with any guests today, so if it's not working properly, please let me know because I'm having some audio issues. Anyway, let's get to the live feeds here. I'm going to talk through what happened yesterday. There's not a whole lot to update in terms of strategy, but we do, of course, have an HOH part two result to talk about. So let's get to that. Let's talk through what happened with part two of the final three HOH, and let's talk about everything else that happened here on the Big Brother 23 live feeds, and maybe ask some questions. It's getting louder than quiet. That's what I was thinking it might have been doing, which is quite unfortunate. I apologize for the issues. I'm going to have to go to a store and buy a new cord today and hope that that's the problem. I went to do the Circle podcast yesterday and my entire preamp processor was just completely non-functional. So anyway, let's talk about what happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. We started the day. We have Xavier, who's won part three of the final three HOH, which means that at some point today, we are going to get part two of the competition. It's going to be Big D versus Azza. We started the day with Azza, with Xavier talking with Big D. Now, Xavier and Big D had been talking about what are their final two names. We need some names for our final two. And so they had been coming up with some different names, but they started the day yesterday talking about, Xavier has a new idea. He has a new idea for a name for their final two. He says, hey, Big D, what about the regulators? The regulators. Big D's like, that sounds familiar. I feel that sounds like a familiar name to me. Xavier says, no, what you're thinking of, the renegades. Not the renegades, the regulators. That has not been used before in the history of Big Brother. Definitely not an infamous alliance name, the regulators. I really wish that they had gone with the regulators because, wow, that would have been perfect. regulators famously, you know, from Big Brother 13, perhaps the least successful alliance in the history of the show. You know, what are you going to do? It's a great alliance. Xavier's also going to talk to Aza. He is, he's going to talk through, that, Xavier is upset that, you know, what happens in the house sometimes is that you don't exactly get to have a lot of time to work out. You don't get a lot of opportunity to, you know, work your legs. The workout room they have inside, it's like two little wire things. There's barely any free weights. How do you work your legs? How do you work the lower body? You don't know how. And you know what's happening to Xavier is that his rump is not as plump as it should be. And it's unfortunate. I think we can all agree. Xavier's also going to talk to Big D a little bit more. They talk about the actual name that they have gotten to. The Black Ops is their final two name. Xavier says, yeah, Black Ops, you know, comparable to like the Hitmen, you know, that sort of thing. So they got the Black Ops going. Xavier, of course, they also talk about working out. Big D talks about the one time he worked out really hard because he was really mad, when he was on the block. And Xavier's like, oh yeah, I remember that time that you were on the block against Claire. That was so dumb. I can't believe Tiffany never sat on the block next to Claire. Ah, Claire went up. Do you know this, Big D? Claire went up on the block three times and Tiffany never had to sit next to her. Literally mind-blowing. Unbelievable. She was the one that came up with this whole idea that you're supposed to sit next to your pair, and she never... Three times Claire went up on the block, she never sat next to Claire. Xavier. The first time Claire went up on the block, it was because you didn't want Alyssa on the block when Kylan was HOH. The second time Claire went up on the block, it was because Kylan protected you from going up on the block with Sarah Beth and got Claire up on the block instead. And the third time Claire went up on the block was when Tiffany was HOH and she had to put Claire on the block herself. And I get that's the biggest. That's the biggest. Oh, Tiffany, how dare she have won that HOH? She should have been on the block next to Claire. Big D says, yeah, I saw right through Tiffany. She's the type of person to sit there, take your wallet without you knowing. Okay. That's what happened before part two of the final three HOH. Feeds go down for part two of the final HOH. And they're down for a little while. They come back up. Part two of the final three HOH has been played. We have a winner. Who won? If Big D wins, the game's over. Big D, Xavier, they're taking each other. If Aza wins, it's going to be Aza versus Xavier in the final three. Neither of them plan on taking the other. So, did the season end yesterday? No, it did not. Aza won part two of the final three HOH. And that means that Aza will be facing off against Xavier in part three of the final three HOH. She currently still does not plan on taking Xavier. Xavier does not plan on taking her, which means that the final two will either be Xavier and Big D as of right now, or Aza and Big D. And in either case, we expect that Xavier or Aza will win, which means that for the first time in 6 years, part three of the final three HOH will likely decide the outcome of the season. Not since Big Brother 17. Since Big Brother 17, the game has ended at part two at the latest. The game has always been over. Now, there's always uncertainty in the moment, but in hindsight, you are able to recognize that the game was actually over. Last season, Nicole takes Cody. Nicole takes Cody. Cody wins no matter what. He takes Enzo or Nicole. So Cody had already won. Jackson and Holly. Holly was taking Jackson. Jackson had already won. Big Brother 20, probably the closest here. There's maybe an argument to be made that if Tyler wins part three and takes, Casey, that maybe that's enough to get him one vote from like Fessy or something, but still probably not. So Casey takes Tyler, Tyler takes Casey. Casey still wins probably. Big Brother 19, you know, same to taking each other. Josh wins. Big Brother 18, whether Nicole takes Paul or James, she still wins. So 17 is the last time part three has actually mattered. The winner has been able to win the game from part two forward since Big Brother 17. And so this is going to be quite the final three HOH competition. And really, I mean, it seems to me like they changed the part three of the final three HOH competition in part because of Big Brother 17. Prior to, with Big Brother 17, it has been, it was the, you know, what did the juror say? My favorite part of the season was blah. And people didn't like that Vanessa lost that competition. Not too long after that, they changed it to be more of a quiz competition about, you know, when did things happen? And since they've changed that, it still hasn't mattered. So this is the first time it's actually going to matter, in quite a while. So interesting stuff there. But we will have Azza and Xavier competing for $750,000 in a quiz competition. So there you go. This also means, as the chat is pointing out, that Big D is making history. He has beaten Dr. Will's record, or likely will, as long as he gets to the final two, which seems inevitable at this point. He has not won a single competition all season long. Not a single thing. No single competition. Not a food competition, not a luxury competition, not a part one of the final three HOH competition. Not a single competition has been won by Big D, and he will be sitting likely in the final two. That is a record that Dr. Will has held since season two of the show, when there was no veto competition. And even then, Dr. Will had won a luxury comp, and he did end up winning part one of the final three HOH. He never won an actual HOH, and there weren't any vetoes. But we thought this was impossible. but we'll see. Look, who would have guessed? Big D taking down those Dr. Will records. All right. So, we come back. Big D's knees are all messed up. This competition had something to do with like a treadmill type of situation. People are speculating it was sort of like the hamster wheel last season. So I think what happened, based on how Big D was explaining this, that they were having to run on a treadmill, and Big D ended up like on all fours on the treadmill. And so his knees are just like torn up. And he said like the second he saw it, the second they did the practice run, it was like, well, I can't win this competition. It's impossible for me. And so he's very upset. He's pissed off that they would have this competition. He's upset that he hasn't won a single competition all season long. Xavier tries to comfort him. He says, hey, look, you're going to final two no matter what. You should feel good. And Big D says, no, this was literally my worst performance all season. And he says, but Big D, you are going to be sitting in the final two no matter what happens. Like, that is great for you. And Big D's like, yeah, but I don't want to sit next to her. I want to sit next to her. So he goes and talks to Azza, and he complains to her. He's like, Azza, I lose the game to you. I don't lose to Xavier. I have a chance with Xavier, but I lose to you. It's so annoying.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xavier talks to the cameras. He's like, all right, down to part three. He says, you know, I hate the part three is such a subjective competition most of the time. It's all going to come down to like, you know, subjective questions. And he's going to talk a little bit later as well. Xavier genuinely thinks that this might be the old style of, Final Three, part three. Xavier, and which kind of to me, like, is even more baffling why he would then evict Kylan over. I've thought for sure, you know, one of the reasons why you evict Kylan and take Oz is because you feel like you can definitely beat Oz in that quiz competition. But if you think there's a very good chance it's going to be the subjective version, what are you doing? But the way that Xavier sees it is that, basically he thinks up until season 21, he remembers season 20 being the subjective version, which, is not the case. He does not remember what they did in Big Brother 21, but he does remember that last season it was more of a quiz. And so he's hoping that, you know, last season was more of an objective quiz and that hopefully that one time will carry over to this one. Because, you know, he tells Big D, he thinks that if it's the subjective version, he's going to lose to Azza because he has not built great relationships, deep relationships in the house. He has no idea what people would say about questions. They're going to talk some more as a group, Xavier, Azza, and Big D. They talk about Goku and Vegeta and, how, you know, Kylan thought he was Goku and, Big D and Xavier say that they're fans of Vegeta. They're Vegeta fans. They like Vegeta better than Goku. Xavier says he thinks that Kylan knew he was going to lose no matter what. And so that's why he wanted to lose to the best competitor. Because he knew he had pissed off the jury. He knew he couldn't win. So he didn't want to, he didn't want to lose to Azza or Big D. He would rather lose to Xavier. And Azza says, yeah, his hubris got in the way. He shouldn't have taken out Tiffany. It was a mistake. And Big D says, no, Azza, you don't understand. I did that. That was me. I worked Kylan to get rid of Tiffany. I put those pieces in place. Okay. Like weeks before. That's why he took out Tiffany. She's like, okay, sure, whatever. But it's still a mistake for him. Tiffany was riding for Kylan. Xavier says, no, absolutely not. Azza, she was not riding for Kylan. She wanted Kylan gone. Kylan definitely made the right move taking her out. Okay. She's like, I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like she was working with him. No. Azza, you don't understand. She told me she didn't want Kylan competing at six. Why would she tell me that she wanted Kylan gone if she didn't want Kylan gone? Azza, come on. Why would she tell me something that wasn't true in a game of Big Brother, Azza? I mean, Jeez. Azza's like, well, I think she didn't want Kylan gone next because she knew that if Kylan left, she'd be the next biggest target. She'd be the one to go next. And Xavier said, no. Because after she told you that, she told me that she still wanted Kylan gone. So, no. What you don't see, what he says, what you don't see, Azza, is that Tiffany was gaming you. Yeah, Azza doesn't see it. Okay. Azza says, I just feel like if she wanted to game me, why would she try to get me to go after you instead of Kylan? Because she knew I was close with you and that I didn't like Kylan. So why would she lie about that? It just doesn't make sense to me. And Xavier's like, no, you don't understand Tiffany. She was just not good at the game. She just didn't know what, she just spread herself too thin. She couldn't win these competitions. So you just, nah, that's not. Big D says, halt, guys, all I'm trying to say is that things were put in place long before. I was the one that made the Tiffany boot happen. That's all I'm saying. And Xavier's like, sure. Look, Azza, Tiffany never looked at me. She was never coming after me until she knew that she crossed me that week that she won HOH. That's when she only came after me after she knew that she had crossed me and that I was looking at her. That's the only time. And Azza says, no, you were definitely on her radar before then. She was definitely talking about you before that HOH. And Xavier's, no, Azza, there's a difference between like, oh, maybe X is a threat, you know, to like, oh, I need X to go. And Azza's like, yeah, Tiffany was telling me that you needed to go prior to her HOH. No, Azza, no. Defending Tiffany is just not going to work for me. Not after that week. It's BS. All right. It's not going to work. They call her to the diary room. She's like, yeah, you know, maybe I just like her. I just like her. Okay. I just like Tiffany. Okay. That's all I got. She leaves. Xavier looks over to Big D. I just like her. Jeez. This is what I'm dealing with, guys. This final three. All right. So Oz is gone now. Big D's going to talk to, Xavier's going to talk to Big D. Big D is like, Xavier, I hate that we took Azza this far. I regret taking her this far. We shouldn't have done it. I'm going to be so devastated if Azza wins. It would be so devastating to me if Azza wins this. Xavier says, look, I knew that by taking out Kylan, there was a much higher likelihood of me getting third place. I knew that. This is the route that we took. Big D's like, yes, but like, we were supposed to be like the perfect duo, like Derek and Cody or Cody and Enzo. And now we have Nicole F over here effing it up. Azza didn't know anything. She didn't even know that like we were like 10 steps ahead of all of them the whole time. She didn't even know that Tiffany was always going to be the first to go at six. She doesn't know anything. Xavier says, yeah. She's like, oh, I just like her. Like, I'm trying to get her to see. Like, I think she does see. But, you know, she just likes her, so it's hard for her to admit it. Xavier says, but look, I'm okay. I'm okay with losing now because you and Azza are the most deserving players in the cookout. You guys have been the most loyal to the cookout. You know, this ties into what Xavier said yesterday when he said that as long as Tiffany and Kylan were out of the game, the bad apples, he calls them, of the cookout, that he is he's happy with any of the winners amongst the three of them. Big D says, I just don't think it was fair. I just don't think it was fair for Azza to get to play all innocent and honest. Well, like I was doing all the lying and manipulating for her. It's just not fair. And Xavier's like, yeah, look, I think she has a great chance of beating both of us. You know, she could definitely beat you, and I think she could beat me too. And they go over the votes, and he's looking at like a potentially like a 3-6, 4-5 vote where Azza beats him. He's like, it just might depend on what the jury is looking for, you know? And I think that they might, you know, she has better relationships with them. They might vote for her. It's like, okay, he's gaming Big D here. He doesn't actually think that Azza can beat him. Xavier says, if part three is a subjective competition, he thinks Azza will beat him because she made deeper relationships with people. He intentionally didn't make deep relationships with people because he knew he'd have to cut them. Big D says, you know, yeah, Xavier, now I know exactly how Enzo felt last season, sitting here waiting. It's just like, we just came up with this cool name and now we might not even be able to use it. Big D goes off. Xavier says to the cameras, this is how it is. Either I win part three and I get to the end, or I lose and I get third place. That's just how it is. He says, and look, yeah, I think Azza can definitely beat me in that jury vote. He genuinely thinks it. Thinks Azza might be able to beat him in that jury vote. So, there you go. X is also going to talk to Azza. He says, they're going to talk through again. Again, they're going to talk through, the different things that happened in the game. Xavier tells Azza, look, I knew that taking Kylan out was, the better, or taking Kylan to the end was the better move, but I didn't want to let him get that far. I didn't want any chance that Tiffany or Kylan would win this game. They should not have won this game, and I'm glad that they're not going to win this game. Xavier says, he goes on to say, like, they talk about the teams, and you know, Xavier says that he was loyal to his team. He knew his team was loyal to him. No, they weren't. They talk about the different deals that were made. They talk about the slaughterhouse. They talk about the royal flush. He's like, and who made the royal flush? I think it was it Tiffany? Did Tiffany make the royal flush? It might have been Tiffany and Claire. Maybe. He goes on to say, he says, look, Azza, there's not a single deal I made in this house. I didn't make any deals. There's no deal in this game that I initiated. All the deals I had were people coming to me. Yeah. Solid. At least he knows it, right? But then he also says, Oz is like, it felt like nobody was looking at you. And Xavier's like, yeah, nobody looked at me at all. Nobody was looking to target me at all. And nobody even noticed I was here until that damn roulette wheel put my face up there. Then people started thinking about targeting me. For weeks, Tiffany was holding your water. People trying to target you, and she was getting that target off your back. But okay, yeah, nobody was looking at you because of Tiffany. I genuinely can't remember the last time I've seen a Final Three so unaware of the game that was played throughout the entire season. Anyway, they're gonna get some alcohol, they're gonna hang out some more. Big D and Oz are going to talk later into the night. Big D has talked to Oz. He's saying things like, hey, you better not cut me. You're going to cut me for Xavier. You're going to do that. Don't you do that. And Oz is like, hey, Big D, I do not appreciate this energy that you are bringing to me right now. I'm not into this. She says, look, Big D, I have not wavered. I have not wavered at all. I'm still taking you to the end. All right. If I do waiver, I'll let you know. Stop. Stop. He's like, look, I said the same thing. I said the same thing to Xavier. I asked him the same questions. She said, what did you ask Xavier? He's like, I asked him if, you know, I was like, hey, no pressure, but hopefully you're still going to take me. And she's like, that's not what you said to me. He's like, I didn't say it was the same thing. He's like, yes, you did.
We got some silliness going on, but,
there you go. That was pretty much the day. If you guys have any questions for me here, please go ahead and, let me know what questions you've got for me as we wrap up. I will tell you right now that tomorrow morning, the live feed update, well, of course, I will update you on probably the latest things that they've said about Tiffany. But also, I'm going to be going through Xavier's game, running through Xavier's game throughout the season of BB23. So if you are interested in hearing the game that Xavier played, then check it out. We'll have some fun with it. We'll have some, we'll enjoy ourselves. Let's see here. Is tonight's episode live? That's a good question. I have no idea. They said in the announcement it would be live, which makes no sense. A lot of people are like, it must have been a mistake, because who knows? Let's see. What even questions are there? There's no way X takes Azza, right? No, he thinks that Azza might be able to beat him in the final two, so he doesn't want to do that. Is it best for Azza to take Big D? Yes. Could I compare Kylan to Russell Hantz? No, Russell Hantz was much more effective. Let's see. Anything else? We will have, am I doing backyard interviews? Not backyard interviews, but we will have interviews with the final three and such in after the finale. Is Tuesday the last time we'll talk about the feeds? No, I'll do Xavier's game tomorrow, Oz's game on Tuesday, and then Big D's game on Wednesday, the day of the finale. So that's when I'm going to be doing the final three breakdowns. All right. Let's face it. There's not really many questions to address at this point. All right. So do we have an exit interview with Kylan? Yes. If you search for it, it exists somewhere, I think. It should be on the website, right? I think it's on the website. So make sure you go. It was a good one. It was a good one with Kylan. I'm getting some questions about how do we rate the players as winners. I'm sure we'll get into that on Tuesday for the roundtable. So that should be a good one. All right. So that's what we have here for you from yesterday. But I appreciate you guys hanging out. We've got a few days left here. We'll see how this final quiz competition goes between Azza and Xavier. We'll see how the season will ultimately end. But thank you so much for joining me here. Tune in tomorrow morning for the Xavier game recap. And then you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/JarenArmstrong. You can go to robiswebsite.com/subscribe if you want to find the different feeds to subscribe to. I did a Circle podcast yesterday. Circle has been great, by the way. Check out the Circle. Survivor. I've got the Survivor Stockwatch podcast running. If you don't want to lose me, if you don't want to leave me after Big Brother ends, don't need him anymore. No Big Brother. Come hang out with me with Survivor and on Twitch. and we'll have some fun. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today, and I will see all of you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.